This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On Monday, January 5th, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that they would downgrade 6 vaccines on the routine schedule for childhood immunizations. The changes scale back recommendations for hepatitis A and B, influenza, rotavirus, RSV, and meningococcal disease. That decision, announced by the Trump-appointed Republican vaccine denier Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, took many public health experts by surprise, in part because of how the administration of President Trump departed from the CDC's typical process for changing childhood vaccine recommendations. It's an unprecedented major change in the childhood immunization schedule that is not based on new data. The new schedule cuts the number of universally recommended immunizations from 17 down to 11. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, MD, said, "Shifting many pediatric vaccines into the category of shared clinical decision-making means in many red states, governors and legislators will be pressured to strip them from school entry requirements. Vaccination rates could fall sharply with stark regional differences in protection against disease." Epidemiologist Dr. Beth Jacobs said, "There is no scientific evidence supporting the change in recommendations, and therefore Mr. Kennedy was unable to provide any." She added, "This is but another cannon shot at a load-bearing wall in the U.S. vaccination program. Not only will Kennedy's actions put kids at greater risk for serious illness and death from vaccine-preventable diseases, he is also further undermining trust in public health and causing unnecessary confusion by forcing guidance that is contrary to scientific evidence." Now, a Montana pediatrician group is pushing back against the HHS and CDC vaccine changes. Addie Moriarty, a Missoula-based pediatrician and president of the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, said that the CDC changes were not the normal process for adjusting childhood vaccination schedules. Dr. Moriarty said, "The way that vaccines have traditionally been recommended in the past is that vaccines were developed and then they traditionally went through a formal vetting process before going to the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which did a full review of the safety data, the efficacy data, and then made recommendations based on that. Since November 2025, that committee has completely been changed and is not a panel of experts. It's a panel of political appointees that don't have expertise in public health, let alone infectious disease or immunology. So now this decision was made purely based unilaterally on opinion and not on any new data or evidence-based medicine." Dr. Moriarty said, "To be honest, these changes are so nonsensical that there's a lot of concern in the new administration and in the Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC that we are giving too many immunizations. That, again, is not based on any kind of data or science. And there's a lot of publicity surrounding the number of vaccines as compared to 30 years ago and questioning why we give so many. The answer to that is fairly simple. It's because science has evolved enough that we can actually prevent more diseases. Any pediatrician will tell you that 20 or 30 years ago, hospitals were completely full of babies with rotavirus infection. That is an infection that is a gastrointestinal disease and causes severe dehydration in babies. I'm nervous about that coming roaring back because babies die of dehydration. It's one of the top reasons they're admitted to the hospital. I'm nervous about the CDC's and HHS recommendations against the flu vaccine. The U.S. is in one of the worst flu outbreaks we've ever seen currently right now and have had many children die already this season. Montana pediatricians and doctors across the U.S. urge parents to vaccinate their children against the diseases that threaten their health and in some cases their children's lives, according to the previous vaccination schedule." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.